Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, you are the greatest gift, the greatest gift of all. Sing it with me.
The greatest, the greatest.
Even though I don't deserve it, even though I may not get my favorite gift, even though I may not get what's on my list, and there's no other love that's better than this. You are the greatest, Jesus, you are the greatest, you are the greatest.
Prophetess Lisa, you there?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're going to play another song or not. I know sometimes you play two songs. I
okay, well, women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa Harris live here on the Now Network. Good evening, woman of God.
Amen. Good evening, Pastor E. How are you?
I am blessed.
Good. Awesome. Awesome. Me too. We are always excited when it comes down to the Word of God. So we should always be excited to see what the Father has to say, because we just a vessel. Amen.
Amen.
So
amen. Well, bless you.
Say.
Have your way.
Amen. Well, good evening, my sisters and brothers. We thank you for when we speak now, Prophetess Lisa Harris. Amen. We do give honor and privilege to the Lord Almighty. We give honor to the King of Kings. We thank God for just one more opportunity that he allowed us to be here to see this blessed Thursday night, and we're excited about what the Father has to speak unto his daughters and his son. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity that you have allowed us to come together. We come before you tonight, Father God, bow thy head and humble heart. We come before you tonight, Father God, as little children. We humble ourselves down upon the mighty hands of God that you say in due season. We humble ourselves down. We shall be exalted. So, Father God, we just thank you for the opportunity that you have allowed us to come together on tonight. And, God, we give you all the praise and all the glory, all the honor belongs to you tonight. And we thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. I do give honor to Pastor E, my brother, for allowing us to come together on tonight. We know it's none of our goodness, but all goodness and good things come from God above. Amen. Tonight, we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. And I believe if we all have been born again, if we all are his daughter, his son, we kingdom women of God, kingdom men of God, we should be deaf and operated in the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. I don't believe that you say God has chose you if you not operate in the fruits of the Spirit. If Jesus did it, we have to do the same thing. Amen. So our first one tonight will be talking about love. And you know, and the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. 1 John and 4:18. We're not going to go there. But we're talking about love tonight. What is love? Love is what love does. Love is that we shouldn't have no problem going out of the way for somebody. Love is we shouldn't have no problem praying for our enemies, blessing our enemies. Because if we say we love as Jesus Christ loved, that's deep. Why you say it's deep? Because Jesus Christ gave his only begotten son tonight for you and me. That's love. When Jesus went to the cross, what did he say? It is finished. It is done. He said he died so we might live. And that is deep love, unconditional love. I mean, that's love there too. We can't even explain that kind of love that we got a man that died for me and you, and he sacrificed his only begotten son tonight so we can live. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians 13:1. It says, though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become as a sound breath, a tingle simple. Okay, so what are you saying? You can speak in tongues, eloquent tongues, and your tongue can make the chandelier shake in the building, and your tongues are so powerful, it's like a roaring lion, a thunder. But what good is to speak in all them tongues if you have not charity? What is charity? Charity is love. People say, God, we need to stay humble, ourselves down. Whatever I do, I want to do it to the glory of God. Because he said, what? Everything's going down but his word. So he said, though you speak with tongues of men of angels and have not charity. All them tongues is just in vain. All them tongues is to edify yourself. It ain't edifying nobody in the body of Christ. Because they said, if you speak it in a feeling, worship place, you speaking in tongues, who is there to interpret what you're saying? You said, now, when we speak in tongues, we're supposed to speak really in our prayer time. That may be talking to God, the connection. But if we're speaking into a worship center, if you can't tell me what you're saying, if there's unbelievers in the house speaking in all of them tongues, oh, they sound good. My gosh. But who is there to interpret what you're saying? So people's going to look around and say, what is she saying? What is she saying? Oh, is she talking in Japanese? Is she talking in another foreign country? Because the Bible says you have to have an interpreter to interpret what you're saying. If you can't interpret your own tongue, the word of God said right here, it has not charity. It's prophecy, nothing. All them tongues you spoke is just in vain. That's That's why we need to be careful when we use our tongues, because some people use their tongue to edify their own self. We might already be real. They ain't got no charity. They ain't walking in no love. They just doing it to say, oh, my God. Her tongues were so powerful tonight. Oh, my God. I wish I had them tongues. No. You better not wish you had them tongues, because you don't know what kind of tongues it was. Was the tongues of God? Was the tongues edify him, her, myself, yourself, or whoever? So don't never say, I wish I had them tongues, because you better be careful when you say that, because you don't know if the tongues coming from God. What good to keep speaking out on tongues when the Bible says there's no one there to interpret what you're saying? So, in other words, who are you edifying? Okay, I hear all these broken tongues, but who are the other 10 people? Okay, are you doing it in charity? Are you doing it in love? Are you doing it to what? To boast on yourself. So, love is what love does. If you love me as the fruit of the Spirit, you will bless me. You won't curse me. You won't pray against me. You won't try to go get no witchcraft. Come on, somebody. You won't try to put no rabbit foot over the door. Come on, somebody. You ain't got to do all this kind of stuff, because perfect love, it casts out what? All fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. And then the Bible says God has not given a spirit of fear, but a spirit of what? Sound mind. So if you're walking in love tonight, people say, God, you should have no problem blessing your enemies. Come on, somebody. Now, you can't bless your enemies if you know that you're not walking in love. You can say it all night long, but you know, and then another thing, if you know you're not ready, don't do it. Because what good is say, oh, I love everybody. If you see your sister at the mall, you had an art with her last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, last month, that's why you won't speak to her. That means you are not walking in unforgiveness, and you definitely ain't walking in love, because if you did, you'd be, hey, sister, how you doing? God bless you. Good to see you. You won't be trying to dive and hide from her when you see her coming, because you're not walking in love. Unconditional love. Agape love. Come on, somebody. Going out your way for somebody tonight. Tonight, we need to make sure that we are really walking in love. Amen. The next one is joy. Oh, this is a good one. So many of us say, oh, I got joy down in my soul. Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Okay, all of that is good. If you have so much joy, why are you never smiling? Why you got frowns in your face? Why you turn your nose up at the center? Why you not spread it? If you got joy, joy spreads on other people. We can say we have joy all day, all night long, but God knows if you really can say the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's good. But do you really have the joy that God is talking about? Think about the joy that Jesus Christ, when he went on that cross, when they put them all back alone, they nailed him. Jesus said he never said a murmuring word. He had joy. You know why he had joy? Because he was dying for you and me tonight. He went away happy. He said, I got to go away. So I couldn't fight who? Another comfortable. So Jesus said, I died for you. When I was on that cross, he didn't complain. He didn't murmur. He never said a mama in the world. So he said, I'm dying so you can live. Not only live, but you can have life more and more abundant. Amen. Joy. St. Luke 15 and verse 4. It says, what made of you having a 100 sheep? If you lose one of them, do not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it. Now, you could imagine this right here. This man was in the wilderness. This God talking, then Jesus talking. Now, a good pastor, a good bishop, a good apostle, a good prophet would do this right here. He said he's gonna leave the 99, and he's gonna go after this one lost sheep. And he said he ain't going to go after him. He said until he find him. And verse 5 said, and when he had found it, he laid it on his shoulder and rejoicing. What he was saying, he was rejoicing because he found that one sheep. How many pastors, bishops, apostles, a prophet, evangelist, elder would go after that one sheep? You might want to be real. I don't know too many that have did that. I have heard they say, well, if they left, it must not make it be him. But did you go after them and try to find out why did they leave? Let's be real. Again, I ain't never heard no pastor, no bishop, no apostle, no prophet, no elder, no overseer, the archbishop did what Jesus did. Jesus said, I'm going to leave this 99 because he's what he said. Y'all going to be okay. But right now, I got to go after this one soul because he's important. He is important to the body of Christ. So Jesus said, I'm going to keep seeking. I'm going to keep searching until I find. And he said, when he found him, he said what? He began to rejoice. Now, I guarantee you some of these sanctified folks, they were praying that Jesus would not find this one sheep. You know why? Because he didn't want him to find him. Why? Because jealousy, envy, scribe, bite the tail berry in the body of Christ. Ain't nobody like Jesus that were rejoicing. He said, oh, I'm rejoicing because I found my lost sheep. He was a scribe. But Jesus said, I'm going to keep searching. I'm going to keep seeking until I find him. And that's what he did. But again, how many tonight can say, I believe my pastor, my bishop, my overseer, whoever he is, how many can say, I believe that he will do that same thing? Again, I don't know too many people would have did that. I never heard a leader. I'm going to be honest tonight. I ain't never heard a pastor that after I've run a pastor, the bishop and apostle, I never heard them say, y'all, let's get together and let's go after sister so-and-so. Let's get together for brother so-and-so. I never heard anybody say that. I heard them talking about them. You know what I'm saying? But I never see hear what they said. Jesus say, I'm going to go out there until I find my son, until I find my daughter. Amen. That's good. Long suffering. Woo, my God of Zion. Long suffering. Now, some of us know tonight, let's be real, we don't want to suffer not for 1 minute. Never mind 40 days like Jesus did in the wilderness. Come on. Y'all know the will. Tonight, we do not want to do no long suffering. We're going to complain, we're going to grumble, we're going to murmur, we're going to think all kind of crazy stuff. Somebody put a spell on me, somebody put a curse on me. But listen, Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, after you have suffered a while. So he told Peter, you're going to suffer some. But he said, after you have suffered a while. He didn't tell Peter how long he had to suffer, but he said, Peter, if you suffer a little while, I'm going to sell you. I'm going to establish you. All the stuff he told Peter. But Peter had the room to go through the suffering. Long suffering. We don't know how long we got to go through some suffering. We don't want to go through no stuff. Come on. Because you know what? We start thinking evil. Let's be real. We start thinking evil. Somebody don't do this to me or blah, blah, blah. Instead of us going to Jesus, say, Jesus, if I'm suffering for you, I don't mind, because I remember when you told Peter, asked for a while, so we don't need to be complaining when God said, go through the long suffering. Long suffering is patient, enduring, long suffering, patient. Oh, my God. So you mean tell me, in this long suffering, tell me I got to have patience? You mean tell me in my long suffering, I got to have endurance? Yes. He said all of that. He said all of that, that when you go through your long suffering, he said that the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace loving, consideration, submission, full of mercy and own. if you go through the long suffering, you're going to know what you went through. Because he said you got to go through the refining fire to come out as pure as gold. We go through the refining fire. What that means? God is taking us through the fire because God wants to kill something in us. You know, anything you put on the fire, what's going to happen? It's going to burn. It's going to melt. It's going to be away. So Jesus said, I got to take you through the long suffering to put you through this refining fire. But when you come out, you're going to come out as what? Pure as gold. Amen. 2 Peter 2:9 say, The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to restore and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Again, it said the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Now, didn't the word of God say, when the enemy come in, that God will lift up a flood for us? Amen. Now, he said he already made a way for us to escape from temptation. The question is, do we want to have a way to escape, or do we want to be tempted by our flesh, by our lust, by our mind, and we don't want God to make a way for us to be escaped because we already know in our mind, I'm going to do this. Temptation is coming. God say it's coming, but I already made a way for you to escape. He said, I have to deliver the godly out of temptation. He's saying it. God is saying, I'm going to deliver the godly out of temptation. So when you go through your long suffering, learn how to tell the Lord thank you. Ask the Lord help me go through this long suffering. Let me tell you something. Before we go through anything, God going to let us know you get ready to go through this. But I'm with you. He said, prepare yourself. I need you to fast. I need you to pray. I need you to shut your phone down, shut Facebook down, because you're giving it up to the long suffering. So God don't put nothing on us without warning us first. He said, who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto who? You and me. So what you're saying, before we go through our long suffering, I don't know about you all, but my Jesus, my God, my Lord, he tells me, Lisa, give me a grin, go through this right here. That he said that after the 40th chapter, that your warfare has already been accomplished, but you got to go through the long suffering. Woo! My God is on tonight, people of God. Let me tell you something. Go on through what you're going through. Don't complain. Don't mama, don't grunt. But you know the key thing is, when you're going through certain things, you can't share with everybody. You can't take part of what you're going through because they are putting fear in you, and they will really think that you don't feel something. First thing they're going to say, oh, my gosh, she must have seen. She must have slept around. Oh, my God, what will happen to her? She's going through the long session. God must have punished her. God must have put a curse on her. See, that's some busybody. There's some tail bearers. Come on, somebody. There's some Christian people that think when God to go for your long suffering, but then they think, gonna say, oh, she don't sin. Oh, God. Well, she don't did not. There's some Christian people. People of God, when you go through, learn how to be quiet. Don't tell everybody when you're going through some things. You better pray and ask God, Lord, who shall I ask to touch and agree with me? I'm going through this long suffering. I can't go through it by myself, God, because I'm allowing fear to grip my mind. So begin to pray and see God and say, God, who shall I call? Who shall I inbox? And you can say, God, put me in somebody's spirit, somebody's heart, that they'll feel my long suffering. And guess what? God will do it. See, you are really know who connected to us for real. When we go through some things, you don't know who connected to you. You don't know who kicks in the realm of the spirit. You can say you're in person, you're a prayer wall, you're this and you're that. The inner pressures, it go in, other people behalf. In other words, if I go in and begin to pray, the whole spirit going to tell me this is what Pastor E going to. Mr. Terry, Mr. Carolyn, Mr. Young, whoever else. He going to say, pray for him. intercede for them. I ain't got to come on the phone and tell them. The Holy Ghost said, intercede on their behalf now. Go in for them. And guess what? They're going to know their faith because they're going to feel the spirit. The Bible does know this from in the realm of the spirit. We should know how to connect with the people that we say we kingdom mind, women's of God, kingdom mind, men's of God. Why are you not connected to some of your brother? Oh, my God. The next word is gentleness. Gentleness is simply meaning being kind, careful, someone when they are soft and calm, sweet to a other. Gentleness means being kind. So we kingdom mind women of God, kingdom mind women of God tonight. Are we being kind to one another? Think about that. Are we being careful what we say to each other, what we say to someone else? Are we doing that? Someone, when they are soft, calm, sweet to other. In other words, you know if you got a sister or brother, that is soft. In other words, it's certain things that we cannot say to them because they're going to take us the wrong way. So we have to be very careful what we say to them, when we say it, how we, if you know they're already the soft, they're calm, they're tender, you know, you can't say certain things to them because they're going to take things the wrong way. So some things we should not say to them. Don't say, well, that they should be strong enough, mature to take it. No. You need to pray and ask the Lord, Lord, is it time for me to say this to them? If you already know that they take things the wrong way, so sometimes you need to do just go and pray. Go to them, tell them. And let the Holy Ghost speak to them because some of us do not know how to be kind. Can we be real tonight? Some of us do not know how to be careful. Some of us, we tell everything. Some of us, we can't even hold water. Might want to be real. We can't. Jesus said, I'm going to bless you 3 days. Don't tell nobody. What you say? I just couldn't hold it. I had to tell somebody. But Jesus said, it's 3 days, I'm going to bless you. Don't tell nobody. You ain't going to give. You know why? Because you're disobedient. God said he told you, don't say nothing to nobody. I don't care how eager you are, how excited you are. If the Lord said, close your mouth, close your mouth. See, we got to learn how to be careful. The Bible says, slow to speak, swift to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us. Swift to hear, slow to speak. Slow to speak. I don't care who you are. We need to learn how to hold some things. Come on, somebody. Don't be so excited. Don't be so anxious to tell everything what God is saying. It might not be time to tell it yet. We have to learn how to wait on God. Amen. Goodness. Goodness is virtue. What we say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Oh, really? Good. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So even in your bad days, even in your worst days, even when you can't see nothing, you don't hear nothing. Come on, somebody. Can you still say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life? Okay, that's good. So when the test comes, when the trials come, when you're back up against the wall, can you still put that structure? Think about it. Really? Okay. Goodness keeps in faith. Faith is total relying on God. Amen. Prophet Isaiah 63 and verse 7. It said, I will mention the lovingness, kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us and great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he had bestowed on them according to his mercy and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord. That's good. So we can all say tonight, goodness. when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Can you say that when you're going through? Come on, somebody. Can you say that when you've been persecuted, you've been lying all down a lot? Can you still say, I still got to pray? Come on, somebody. I still got to hallelujah. Because I know the goodness of the Lord. Come on, somebody. We know tonight, if it was not God's grace and mercy, we'd not be here tonight. Come on. The Bible said, I would have fainted unless I saw some goodness in that land. Oh, my God, Elijah, we all would have fainted. Come on. The Bible says, be not weary in well doing. He said, if you faint not, you shall reap your harvest. The goodness of the Lord. We all here tonight because of God's goodness, because we all know we ain't been good all our life. Come on, let's be real. We ain't always been saved. We ain't always filled the Holy Ghost. And since we've been so colorful, we don't do some stuff. We don't say some stuff. Come on, somebody. But the goodness of the Lord. Think about his goodness, his grace, his mercy endured to all generations. So we can say that that's what we're boldness. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. What you saying, Prophet Lisa? When I think about the goodness of Jesus, come on, somebody. When I did the wrong thing, I said the wrong thing. Come on, oh, my God, I say, hey, my devil shot. When I went the wrong places, I shouldn't have went. God covered me. My God, that's what I can say when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for Lisa. My soul cries out, hallelujah. The goodness, my God of fire, when we plan a plot to get even with our sister and our brother, with our family, with our co-brother, when we don't got it in mirrors and practice, how are we going to do it, when are we going to do it? Well, think about that. God say, I cover you. When you say you was going to do it, he said, I'd allow you to do it because guess what? My grace and mercy is sufficient for you tonight. So the goodness of the Lord just stand out all by itself. Praise the Lord. Meekness. Meekness. Oh, my God. Meekness is humble. Teachable. Patience, on the suffering, again, let's go back again, meekness. Oh, how many can say we walk in the spirit of meekness? Meekness is humble. How many say I'm going to humble myself upon the mighty hands of God? You told me in due season, if I humble myself, you shall exalt me. Let me tell you something. When God exalts us, when God rises us up, can't no man or woman bring us down. You know why? Because God said he give grace to the humble. Humble, I'm coming to you tonight as a little child. I'll come tonight as empty. I don't know anything. All I know is the goodness of the Lord. So you told me to come before you and I'll meet you. If I humble myself, teachable, meaning Pastor E can teach me some stuff. I can learn from him because I'm coming humble. Teachable, meaning can anybody teach you anything or do all? You want the one, oh, I cross every I, dot every T, I say all the eloquent words, I say all the correct words, I got deep revelation, I have my doctorate degree. So, other words, what you're saying, I'm going to say anything could work. So, other words, for somebody to say, they might not say goodness, they might not say it, but you're going to judge them and say, oh, my God, they can't even say goodness right. They ain't even say meekness right. Think that you're going to judge them. See, we need to learn how when people don't first say stuff correct, pray for that person. get on the phone and say, girl, tonight, Prophet Lisa, on a women's speak now. She said something, but she didn't say it right. I think she should have said it like this. See, instead of you going in praying for me and say, God, I heard what you said. Some things was not correct. It was not, you know, pronounced right. But I'm going to pray for my sister that God will give her the knowledge till next time to pronounce things right. That's what when you walk in the fruit of the Spirit do. You don't talk about nobody. You don't judge nobody. You don't criticize nobody. You pray for people. Everybody has not came into the full knowledge of the understanding. What did the word of God say? My people perish because the lack of knowledge. Which one are you saying, public? Knowledge is you ain't studying. You ain't reading. You ain't taking time and meditate. You ain't taking time to go on and touch all these words about fruit of the Spirit. All you see, all I know is every woman, a man of God should be walking in the fruit of the Spirit. But are you walking in? If you can't walk in it, you can't tell me how to walk in it. If you ain't walking in love, you're walking in joy, you're walking in love, something, you're walking in no goodness, no gentleness, no meekness, you can't tell me how to do it. Practice what you preach. Can I get an amen right there? Okay, we're going to go to Ephesians 4 and 2. We're all loving this and meekness with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Again, verse 2 says, we're all loneliness and meekness with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. That's good. Tonight, the people of God, Are you really doing this for real tonight? If we ain't tonight, let's start walking in the fruit of the Spirit. Let's start walking in all of them. Let's do all of them. Tonight, we do a self-examination and say, God, have I been walking in love? God, do I really have joy for real? Is joy on the inside of me? If people see the joy in me and I ain't got to say a word, when I smile, it's a real smile. I ain't got to fake and phony and then get behind your back and start talking about you. That's not walking in the fruits of the Spirit. He said we need to learn how to what? Forbearing in one another in love. If you love me, you ain't going to talk about me. If you love me, you ain't going to put me down. If you love me, you ain't going to criticize me. But guess what? You will help me. Now, if proper ear mouth, I need all my covenant network to help me last month, Thanksgiving. He announced it on your own. Let's talk now. He asked me to send a donation. Some of them had it, they didn't do it. Okay, here this Christmas coming around again next week. Pastor E said the same thing, I think, 2 weeks ago about anybody want to give a donation, feel free to do it. The Bible say it's better than give than to receive. If you ever want to get your blessing, start sowing. You might not even have enough money for what you need, but if you take what you got and begin to sow it, God will multiply that. We can still take some people to God. God said he gives seed to the sower. I'm going to get back on my last one. He gives seed to the sower. I have learned, people of God, I'm a seed sower. I give. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even hesitate. If God says, bless Evangelist Terrence, bless Pastor E, bless whoever, I do it. Because you know why? He blessed me to be a blessing to others. You can't be stingy with your hand closed, nothing coming in, nothing coming out. No. You got to learn how to give. Learn how to forbear one another in love. My last one is temperance. Temper is action, thoughts, feeling, control, or behavior. Temperance, again, is action, thoughts, feeling, control of your own behavior. Now, we all can say, oh, that ain't me. But you know what? How you know that ain't you? If somebody say, I think you have a controlling spirit, that's what you need to say. Don't say, oh, that ain't me. That's what you need to go back and say, let me go back. Let me go back. Let me go back and say, how I said this. How was my action on my face? How was my body moves? Let me see. Do I have a temper? Let me just see. Cause some of us do. Let me tell you something. Cause I had one. I didn't know I had no temper. Me, yeah. I thought, oh my. But you know what? The Holy Ghost, He put me in check. He said, you do got a little controlling spirit. I said, me? He said, yeah. He said, cause you know why? Because certain things you don't get when you want it, you ain't. I said, He said, your action, your thoughts, your feelings, control what you say. So I had to say, oh my God, Lord Jesus, me? He said, yeah, you got it. So I started humbling myself down. Okay, God, help me, Jesus, that when I don't get the answer that I asked somebody for, if they don't do what I asked them to do right then and there, God, help me to wait until they get ready. Because I'm telling you, sometimes we can say some things to a person, we'll cut the person off. And that's why we need to go back and say, check our action, our thoughts, our feelings, control of your own behavior. Check all that out and say, let me see if that's me for real. I'm going to read my last script, just my last one. St. Matthew 11:29. It said, take my yoke upon you. This Jesus speaking. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek, lowly, and hard, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, is Jesus speaking tonight? And so take my yokes upon you. But you know, Jesus said, I ain't gonna put them more on you than you can bear. If Jesus said, take my yokes upon you, he said, you already prepared to do it. All he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. How can I learn Jesus? By spending quiet time. By spending intimate time. What do you mean by intimate time? Just you and Jesus, one on one. For I am meek. Now, if Jesus said he meek, now we say, oh, I'm just like Jesus. I'm his daughter. I'm his son. Okay, if you say that, why you don't do the things that he tell you to do? Why you don't follow in his footsteps? Why you don't obey him? Why don't you say this is what Jesus said? Instead of offending our own self. So he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. That's why St. John 14:1 said, let not your heart be troubled. Why do we allow things to take us off course? Why do we allow things to take us overboard? When he's saying, St. John 14:1 said, let not your heart be troubled. Jesus said, learn of me. He said, learn of me. Learn how to do what I say. Follow what I say. Do what I say. Say what I say. Do everything Jesus said. And guess what? We'll come out victorious. But what we want to do? We want to add? We want to subtract? Come on. I know what Jesus said right here in St. Matthew 11:29. But you know what? I'm gonna say it this way. No, you can't say it that way. If Jesus said it, let's finish it. That's why he said when he went to the cross. What did he say? It is finished. So what you said, probably. So what we going through tonight, people of God? Jesus said, it is finished. Learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burdens is light. Learn of me. Learn of me. Spend time with him. Quality time. Intimate time. Quiet time. He will teach you everything you need to know, but you gotta spend some time with him. You can't get knowledge if you don't read. You can't get revelation if you don't read. You can't get the wisdom of God if you don't read. All that comes from spending time with God. That's why he said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. You don't know left or right. You don't know truth or false because you're not studying. He said, it ain't my will that no souls be lost. All souls be saved, but some people don't want to be saved. Jesus said, it ain't my will. But he said, if they don't want to be saved, they don't want to be saved. If they don't want Jesus, they don't want Jesus. Come on, somebody. Stop trying to force something on anybody. If they want it, they'll go after it. Come on, we all as adults, we should be in a place now that Jesus should have to keep speaking to us over and over and over, over again. What did he say? My grace ain't going to always cry with men. Then he said, I give every man a measure of faith. Tonight, people of God, are we walking? Are we living in the fruits of the Spirit? Are we doing our own thing? You cannot be chosen by God. You cannot say you're a kingdom-minded man. You cannot say kingdom-minded woman of God if you are not walking, operate in the fruits of the Spirit. There's no way. If Jesus did it, we have to do it. So stop saying, oh, I'm Jesus' daughter. I'm Jesus' son. No, you're not. Because if you really are, the Bible says, turn the other cheek. Somebody lying on you, you should start rejoicing. But no, what we do? Oh, girl, who said it? Tell me who said it, girl. Oh, tell me who said it. See? No. You should rejoice. I told my friend today, I said, let me tell you something. People lie on us all the time. You ain't got to get even with nobody. I said, the Bible say, and lie was saying, the truth was saying, but see, the enemy come in to test us up. If people lie on us, because you know why he's doing that? Because he said, I want to see where your walk is. They're lying on Jesus. They're going to lie on us. But we walk in the fruits of the Spirit, we'll be able to fulfill, we'll be able to succeed, we'll be able to conquer that, because it doesn't matter. Who says stuff about me? You think I want my people to talk about me? I don't care. Keep on talking, baby. Because you know what? God is blessing me. The more you talk, more I'm going to stay humble. I'm going to walk in the spirit of meekness. So keep on talking. At this time, I hope the Spirit has blessed you on tonight. I tell you, this word is for me tonight. I don't know, but I can say tonight, this word was for Prophet Lisa Harris, because God said, check yourself and see, are you walking in the fruits of spirit? And I'm telling you something. I had to go through some stuff. I had to learn how to endure. I had to learn how to don't tell nobody, just going through it. Because you know what? When we go through stuff, people say, God is with us. This hand, I'm going to turn back your hand to a top of eight. It's in your hand, man.
Amen. Amen. No, it's still in your hands. We just gonna come on board and invite others to dial one if you want to get involved in the conversation. Come on, bless the woman of God. This is actually your last broadcast in the season of 2019. We won't hear from you until
Amen.
Now are you renewing your contract?
Oh yes, everybody's still the same.
We'll be talking to you until now. No.
Yeah.
God ain't releasing nobody. We going to another level. But I wanted to say to everybody that I'm asking every person, every covenant partner of mine that is a broadcaster, especially, to be on Monday night for Let's Talk Jesus. We are going to have a consecration message that is going to lead us into consecration until the crossover. Crossover is December 31st. We'll end that fast, that consecration at that time, and then be ready to go in. The numbers are down. A lot of people have not confirmed on their hour that they want. We're going to go with one or none. It doesn't matter. And we believe in God is still going to feel that. There's much time left. But in all that, Monday will be that time I want to speak into everyone's life about consecration, have a consecration message already prepared and ready to go through with our commitment to fast. During this consecration, We want to be whole. We want to be ready. We're already prepping ourselves. Tomorrow is our is our final less. Tomorrow is our final wake up, get up, move in your purpose for this season. Now God may speak to us on Wednesday about some other things, but as far as this is the end of our finishing strong tomorrow morning, and then we're going into consecration, and we'll be ready to minister to the people on New Year's Eve, going 24 hours. I may preach eight. I'm asking you to preach eight. You preach eight. If we, that's all we have, we're going to make it happen. No, we're going to do what God called us to do. We believe it's going to be an excellence. But definitely, Monday, be a part. Another thing before we come on board, I want to ask you guys to continue to support the toy giveaway, the drive-by, which is for the streetwalkers to give purses away with hygiene items in them. And then the blanket giveaway on Monday. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we will be doing something consistently. P2P, the Now Network, Sisters Working Against Gang Violence, Brothers United Against Violence. I got to remember that name. It's new to me. But all of the organizations, TNT, Lifeline Ministries, Prophetess Taryn, Pastor Larry, all of our – Pastor Brenda – all of you guys, Minister Terry, Prophetess Lisa, everyone who's sewing in, we need help. We're behind. I look at over here and I see about 13 gifts over here, and we're talking about touching 100 kids that they all get a toy that day. So we're believing they're going to come through and do that. But you can donate at our Cash App, $PSTR2K1, or on our website at Provoked. Provoked, the number 2000, now now.com. And we would appreciate your gifts for the people. We're trying to really bless them this season, as well as we always are available to do. We want to do better this year. So help us out. Come on, dial one. You're in the conversation. Area code 323, last four, 123. No, my bad. Area code 334, last four, 1517. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Praise the Lord. It's just a blessing to be on the line with Prophet Lisa, who I have a great deal of respect for. Bless you, man of God. Just want to say
you all
be safe during this holiday season. Glory to God. I thank God for the word. My yoke upon you, learn of me, Lord God, because when we love Jesus, hallelujah, we'll know how to treat one another.
Amen. Yes, we will.
That's what it's all about, how we treat each other. I am in such agreement with you. We can preach on that one. You want to preach on the crossover? Get in touch with Prophetess Lisa. We'll get you linked in. I can hear the anointing in your voice already. I don't need a resume. Area code, Minister Terry. Prophetess Lisa, tell her I'm real. Minister Terry, welcome to What Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Good evening, beautiful family. Bless you all. Love you all. I said all glory to God, Prophetess Lisa. Awesome word, Pastor E, and all the listeners. Because, you know, she said something there. Are we walking in the fruits of the Spirit? Because it's a constant and daily process, but I thank God for his word. You said something too, Prophet Elise, about his goodness, because that word, his goodness, has been stirring in my spirit, because, you know, everything he does is good. He's good in all his ways. I thank him for his goodness, even in discipline.
Glory
discipline,
to
you. Yes, in discipline and long-suffering. We have to thank him for his goodness, you know, because I always ask myself, where would I be if it hadn't been for the Lord? Because she says, let not us perish for lack of knowledge. My God, you know, because we read everything, and this, his word pours into our life. He can speak to us, and I always pray to him, Lord, change me in all my ways to do your will. And we all know there's something within us that he needs, only he can change. We can't do it on our own. So I say glory be to God. And I love what you said. You did mention also, too, it's better to give than to receive, because this has been born in my spirit with a family member close to me. A lot of people like to receive, but God loves a gift a cheerful giver. When you give from the heart. And like you said, there's a lot of people that have so much to give and won't give. And these are children out here right now at this time, Christ's birthday coming. They need a gift.
Yeah.
They need that we love them. My God.
Yes.
Glory be to God. I love you, my beautiful sister. You know that.
Love you too, my sister. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. God bless you.
You too.
I'll tell you something
you
else. I'll tell you something else on that note. The parents need to see the kids with toys. Because they want to do, they just don't have it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's rough out here. It's rough out here in these streets. Come on now. I mean, even those that got jobs are you know, paycheck to paycheck.
It's hard. Yeah,
and no one's enriching them to say, you know, you have to grow your income, you have to save your monies, and mm-hmm. those of us that are growing, we still got so many other people that need to grow in those areas also. So you
that's
know, parents, it's helping the parents to feel like parents, like. It's, I mean, I can imagine being there and, you know, everybody around you is celebrating and your kids don't have anything. Golly, my God,
right.
That's why we do what we do, is that they can even mm-hmm. find joy in not having that pressure on them.
Yeah.
So, you know, he loves a joyful giver. Don't be mad. Give it with some
yes.
joy.
That's right. Amen. But, you know, Pastor, I feel that as you were speaking that it's coming in spirit, because nothing, anything you give is not too small. Some people may
mm-hmm.
think that they don't have enough to give, but nothing's too small. I mean,
that's right.
$5, $10, $1.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. I mean,
yeah.
it don't make
they
sense to send $1 online when you got to spend $3 to send it. But any gift, I mean, is worth it, you know. And you don't have, if you don't have it, you know, you could come out and help us give, or you could say, well, I'm out of town. Can I post flyers for you? You don't always have to have money to help. It is, and I never require that of anybody. I'm calling to those that know you have enough to give to come on. Please do not pay your bills to do anything I've ever asked you, because when you call me, I'm going to say, what made you think? I never said that.
Yes. Yes.
Pay your bills. Take care of your home. Well, first of all, pay God.
Yes.
That's good, Pastor.
Pay
That's
home.
Good.
And then give.
That's good.
But don't go broke and don't let nothing get turned off and say, well, you said give, and I'm just going to take a leap of faith.
Uh-huh.
The devil is alive.
Right.
The devil is alive. No. You better make sure your kids got some heat and some light.
And
some food.
Amen.
Yeah. You know,
some
and if you don't have, reach out to us, and we'll be one that we'll touch this season. It's just simple as that, and we're so gracious, but bless that. And I had to get that in there. No, I'm serious. I've heard that before. People, especially on TV ministry, give your last.
Mm-hmm.
God is gonna provide.
Mm-hmm.
You better stop.
Yep.
You better fill up your grocery. You better get your everything paid, and then after you pay God first,
mm-hmm.
pay you, take care of your
mm-hmm.
family, and if you have something left over. Help someone that is less fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
You may buy a bag of bread, and you cut
mm-hmm.
it in half. And say, I need half. I'm gonna give
mm-hmm.
away half. That's giving.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
That's giving. You're right. Come on now. Come on. Make it
yeah,
plain.
Yeah, we started here. Let me back up. Hit the brake, Pastor. Thank you, Minister Terry. Area code 850. Last 4-6406. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Praise the Lord, y'all. This is Evander McKinney. Dr. Lisa, I want to tell you that was a powerful word tonight, you know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you, people do forget about that one lost soul. And
mm-hmm.
for I just speak
mm-hmm.
from that about 2 Sundays ago, the Bible said leave
mm-hmm.
99 go get that one lost soul. And sometimes when we bang that one bite, you know, sometimes we get jealous. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Because the least one you think when God won't rise up, that'd be the one he rise up. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because
mm-hmm.
I can say that because I've been in that position, you know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
when I bite slide, you know, in God, then nobody come see about me, then nobody come ask what why or what went on or what
mm-hmm.
did this. But, you know, I thank God that God is God all by himself. You know, I thank God
yes,
that he allowed me to come back to preach his word one more time. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to encourage you, like Paul told Timothy. He said, preach in season and out of season. You know what I'm saying? He said, preach to the one that want to hear and when they don't want to hear. So don't worry about what folks think or how you should have said it or what they think, how you should have said it. You do it the way God wants you to do it.
Amen.
And don't do it no other way.
Don't do it no other way because, see, one thing I learned about that, Pastor, we try to satisfy men. I ain't here to preach the word to satisfy men. I'm here to preach to satisfy my Father. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Because, you know, so I'm just saying, you know, forget about this. And I tell you, I'm going to share something with y'all. Pastor, I got a word one night, and I began to ask I say, God, I say, before I get to the house, I want to be able to bless somebody hungry.
Oh.
And I told my fiance, I said, take me down to City Tree and let me pick up my, I said, I got something on there where I need to pick up. And I went down there and picked it up, and guess what, as I come back out the door, God, the man walked up, and he said, man, he said, I'm hungry. He said, I don't know who you are, but I ain't on no drug, man. He said, I don't even want no money, man. He said, can you go across the jack and get me some meat? And I told him, drive me over here to get him some meat. And I promise you, Pastor, the Bible said best to give in the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's right.
Bought that man a meal, by the time I can get home, somebody already put $100 on my account. You see what I'm saying?
Come on now.
I wonder if I want to obey God. You see what I'm saying? God wants to obey him. And, you know what I'm saying? Now, if I wouldn't obey God, guess what? That $7 would have been that thing. I wouldn't have never got my blessing.
You're right.
You know, so I'm just telling you, I'm proper to keep doing the great work. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell people, I preach Sunday that, my topic was I'm trying to get to my destination.
That's good.
I'm trying to get to my destination, and you can't not get to your destination when you let folks get you down. And I don't understand, Pastor, that people can't stand it to be talked about. But who do we think we are? If Jesus got talked about, you know, sure that we're gonna get talked about.
That's right.
So I was telling the people on Sunday that it's strange that how God did me, Pastor. When I came back to God, you know, I said sometimes I get off work and I just, you know, come home. And I said, God, why I don't have no friends? Why I don't have this? Why I don't have that? God said, I got you solid to the side because what I'm going to do to you in 2020, you don't need to be around nobody. I said, look at God.
Amen.
God's going to raise some people up, you know what I'm saying? And at least one of the things, Pastor. I'm a Pastor. I saw on the tree, I basically, and when I said the nail Christian come to me, in fact, you know, I was going through this bad marriage, and my cousin Prophet Lisa, nobody. Then nobody encouraged me. But I mean, you know, what a love. You know, what a love that people for to have. You know what I'm saying?
But
you can't get mad because the Bible says in the last days love gonna be what? Where it's cold.
What
you
saying? Man,
that's the word. That is the word.
That's the word. So see, we got to think about what's going on in this word. The Bible speaks just what it got to happen for Jesus Christ come back. The Bible says it's going to be wars and rumor. The Bible says it's going to be wars and rumor wars. So you can look for this to happen.
That's the man. Look around. Look, watch the news and look around. It's already happening right around us. And you know the biggest thing is I say, and prophetess would tell you. Is that okay? You know that it's already been prepared for you. Why are we not in prep mode instead of worried mode?
I know the wrath is coming,
but let me get ready for heaven because I know I'm not worried about the situation because I don't have to sin. I don't have to go back. Mm-hmm. Am I perfect? No, mm-hmm. I'm not perfect because I live in a fleshly body, but I can resist sin and not become a sinner. Ooh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to preach that. I can resist sin and not become a sinner.
And Pastor, I got to look at it like this right here too, Pastor. The people are talking about the man. And I say, you know, and I hear in churches, a lot of same people. And we did, you know, we supposed to be the one that don't talk about it, man. Yeah, yeah, you know, they say, you know, about Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? I look at him. He's still a man, regardless of how we put it. But it ain't our job to talk about that, man. It's our job to pray for him. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Man Up? Man Up last night. We were talking about, from the standpoint of Romans 13, that we're subject to every authority. All authority was appointed by God. If you do not honor authority, it's disrespecting God, and you bring judgment on yourself. Authority. What is authority? The seat of President of the United States is an authority. It's not the person in the seat. It's who is the seat. Yeah. My God. And I don't care what the man is doing. If you don't respect him as you respect God, you bring judgment on yourself. And we wondering why we going through so much, because I did it to myself. God. I won't do it to myself no more. I declare and decree, I will not do it to myself no more, and I'm not going to let nobody else do it to me. I like what you're saying. Your message was, you trying to get to your destiny?
I'm trying to get to my destiny.
Well, I'm going to have to leap forward on that one. I'm walking in my destiny. I'm not waiting for 2020. I'm telling you, I'm on the warpath to get what God has for me in 2019.
Walking in it.
I got 11 days left. What God has for me in 2019. I'm not trying to get to the other side yet. I'm still trying to finish strong in this one.
Miracles happen in my life.
God just told me to go ahead and prophetically go in the fivefold and go prophetically and y'all gonna see some stuff in my life before the end of 2019. Gonna say, what happened? Where'd that come from?
Mine too, Pastor.
Lift your hands and say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Yes, God. Yes, God. I'm feeling this season. People, I see people online. They talking about the final nine. Like, God can still do some work.
Come on now.
Waiting on the resolution for 2020. God still is an awesome God. That's a miracle worker for right now.
Right now, everybody,
sound of my voice, to put your hand in the air and just reach up in heaven and say, I receive.
I receive now in the name of Jesus.
Don't give it all away. Some stuff is for you.
Yes,
I like
God.
That.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Well, I know. I'm the biggest one that'll give it all away. God put me on my brakes about 2 weeks ago, City Minister Terry. He said, no, hold up. Now, y'all would have been good in the portion room. Y'all been giving freely without no return. He said, now it's time to shift and go to another level. Everything I send you is not for you to give somebody else. Keep what he had for you and distribute the rest. My God. Anybody else out there want to get this conversation before we shut it down? Dial one. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, good evening, woman of God. Welcome to Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Good evening, man of God. How are you today?
I am blessed.
And so am I. Hallelujah. Prophetess Lisa.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome word. Awesome word. I'm sitting here with my pad and my pen and my Bible, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to you bring this word tonight. Talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, ma'am.
It came from Galatians 5, verse 22.
Mm-hmm. And yes, ma'am.
Words of the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you giving them all. But let me share something with you tonight. Awesome. I am so blessed. I am truly blessed. Praise Jesus. You talked about love.
Yes.
Awesome. And the word love is next to joy.
Mm-mm-mm.
That word love is next to joy.
Yes. Come on.
And when you lose your joy,
mm-hmm.
your anointing of God lifts up off of you. Your joy is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be just like David. When David
mm-hmm.
cried out to God and said, Lord, create in me a clean heart
mm-hmm.
and restore the right spirit within me. David lost his joy because of his sin against this woman who was taking a shower named Bathsheba.
Jesus.
Joy. We need joy.
Yes, we do.
Because the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Come in the morning. It's coming now.
Comes in the morning.
Yes.
Joy. We need joy, but guess what? Love is first. Without
mm-hmm.
love, it profits us nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Without
mm-hmm.
love, it profits us nothing.
Nothing. Come on.
And there's another thing that you touched on. And it blessed me. And you was gone. You was preaching. You was gone. Oh, my Jesus, Lord, bless you tonight. You talked about the word goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about the word goodness. Oh, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. You say, well, I think about the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
And all that he has done for me.
Muscle.
And I was just sitting here saying, it makes me want to dance. It makes me want to dance, 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 dance. It makes me want to dance, 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 dance. When I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, it makes me want to dance.
Muscle.
Yes.
Personal.
The goodness of the Lord. Jesus, thank you tonight.
Yes.
When you talk
thank
about
you,
the
Lord.
Goodness of the Lord, and I
yes,
look at that 23rd Psalm. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. Then he talked about goodness and mercy. Goodness
uh-huh.
and mercy shall follow me. Let me tell y'all something
Ow.
Tonight. Goodness and mercy is following me right now.
Yes, it is. All
when
of
I go to my
yes.
right, there's goodness and mercy. When I go
yes,
to the left, there's goodness and mercy.
Yes.
Everywhere I turn,
yes.
there's goodness and mercy.
Yes, God.
Goodness.
Thank
and
you,
mercy
Jesus.
Shall
Hallelujah.
Follow me all the days of my life.
Yes.
I'm talking
and I
about
will.
Goodness and mercy. When you talk about goodness, all he want to do, all God want to do is to make me want to dance, 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 dance. I
but
feel like running out of here tonight because you done preached.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mama.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to say to you tonight, I want to encourage you with these words. You keep preaching Jesus.
Thank
you. You preach the word of God.
Yes.
And don't care what nobody
Thank
say
you.
About what you say, how you say it, how you speak. Because look at Moses. Moses had a speech impediment.
Yes, he did. Come on.
Moses
Come on.
Couldn't talk.
Yes.
And God used Aaron's mouthpiece for Moses.
Yes.
Moses killed a man and hit him in the sand. And the Lord told Moses to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go. He still used Moses.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
It don't matter how you talk,
yes,
what
did.
You say, how you do it. But be careful how we say it. But you know what?
Yes.
God used Moses. And Prophet Lisa, he's going to continue to use you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mom.
He's
going
to continue to use you. You walk in it.
Thank
you walk in it.
Thank you.
Walk in it.
Thank you.
And keep reading. And Pastor Eve, I want to share something with you. I heard you say something about the bread. Buy a bag of bread. And and share it. Let me tell you what my dad said when he was living. I had 8 sisters and 4 brothers. 12 of us. It's 6 of us left now. He said, let me tell y'all something. If one half and the other one don't have,
That's right, Cher.
Yes, I'm going to get you this. And I understand what you say, man of God. Cut that bread in half. I keep having. Give you the other half.
That's it. Come on. Come on.
God is
looking
about giving. Give.
Yes, he is. Give.
And it shall be given unto you. Crush down, shake it together, and run it over.
Yes, Lord.
God can cause means to give unto your bosom.
I receive it now in the name of Jesus.
He don't call that in the nut shit in your coach out.
I receive it now in the name of Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God, I receive it.
Yes, I receive it too.
I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
God. I receive it, God. I receive it now.
Don't get your little shout on. I receive.
I receive now. In the name of Jesus.
That's right. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
prophets, go ahead and pray us out of here.
Yes.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come before the throne of grace on tonight. Father God, as we walk in the fruits of the Spirit on tonight, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We shall walk in Spirit, that we might not fulfill the lust of the flesh on tonight. God,
thank
we ask you to empower us tonight, oh God. If we are not walking truly in the fruit of the Spirit, tonight we're going to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to learn how to give this year. We're going to give out of the way. We're going to give to a hurt. And we're going to bless other people tonight. But you said in your word, oh God. Well, I might have it for Pastor E, evangelist, amen, evangelist, elder, pastor. God, you said you are making happen for me. So, God, as we get ready to go out in 2019, Pastor E saying we ain't waiting till then. We walking into our destiny now. The Bible said we are created to see and we are destined to win. We walk into our purpose now. We get ready to cross over to the other side. But everything that we need in 2019, we already have it. We got to see it before it happens. So, Father God, we thank you tonight. Bless your people on tonight. And, God, we give you all the praise, give you all the glory. We shall bark your name on tonight. We thank you for Pastor E. Tonight, the rooms of God that they that go forward on Thursday night, we should have blessed him, oh God. He's a man that gives out of the need. He's a man that gives to the needy. He gives back to the community. He bless other people. God, you will continue to bless him. God, take it into an overflow of blessing, God. Like you said tonight, when God bless us, learn how to keep things for ourselves. That tonight, I thank you for the word of encouragement on tonight. I'm walking in meekness. I'm walking in humility. I'm going to stay humble so you continue to exalt me. And God, I bless your name on tonight. I glorify you. Bless my sister. Bless my brother. Bless the covenant network. Bless everybody tonight, oh God. Even the one that dialed in, you want to help them thank you for I thank you for them taking time out to dial in to support me. So God, whatever we do, it's for you to get the glory. And God,
yes,
we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We
shall
bark you now, God. We say hallelujah now. We praise you now, God. We shall bark you, God. We glorify, we magnify your name. You say everything is going down but your word. We got a word in our belly, word in our mouth. We got a whole thing. We push it, we press it, we doing, we walking out into an overflow of blessing. And tonight I receive now.
I receive.
I receive now. I receive now, God. I ain't with 2020, but he said we can have it now. Now faith, walk in faith, walk in your prosperity, walk in wisdom, walk in knowledge, walk in revelation. God said anything in his name, he said according to my will, he said he will give it. Tonight, God said he's giving us grants. He said, but do you want it? My God of Zion. He said, how bad do you want your miracle? Are you desperate? Tonight,
my God.
I receive now, God. I receive now, God. God said, put your request in. He said, heaven is open. My God. Whew. I receive my miracles now, God.
I'm debt free. I'm a millionaire. I'm walking out in the millionaire status, and I'm looking who I can be a blessing to on tonight. My God is right. I thank you for the overflow now. I speak and I prophesy. No more dry season. No more dry season. I speak and I prophesy. Wealth is coming. He said, blessing from the north, the south, east, and the west. Blessing is coming. He said, are you ready to receive your overflow blessings? Aha, my
donation.
God said, make room. He said, make room for your blessing. Make room for your blessing. He said, he gave me to send the blessing. The overflow is coming. Are you ready to receive? So, Father God, we do give you praise, glory, honor. Bless your people tonight. I apply the blood. I plead the blood. I cover them now in the blood of Jesus tonight that we're going to walk into our blessing. We're walking into prosperity. We're walking into wealth. We are wealthy men to God. Wealthy women to God. We're walking in. I keep hearing the Lord say, no more dry season. No more dry season. No more dry season, people of God. He said, you went through, but you came out. So God said tonight, you owe him a Shabbat. Shabbat came tonight. We give you praise, glory, honor. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
The prophecy was that he would be born in the manger. Star was born that night, and he would be the savior. Born of a virgin, he was just a humble servant. He could have came down in the clouds with a host of angels singing loud, but it was a
silent night. It was a silent night. It was a silent night.